So, here we are. You asked, and yes. It sounded like something was here. You knew.
Yes.
What?
This is more in the physical body.
Okay.
So one was the sciatica nerve in the bum, and the other one sense of numbness in the left hand. And it's not something that, as soon as I sat down on the chair, it started to abate, as in fear, it's the sense that before, when you put your hand down and let the circulation go, it would ease. But now I can always feel this tingling, like that can go into numbness fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. So of these two sensations, the right bum and the left hand, the left hand has the greater sensation? Or there's some sense that you want to address that more?
It's interesting because now this has muted the voice and this one's voice is getting louder.
Okay.
This one.
So shall we turn to
Yes. The
louder voice?
Mm-hmm.
And as you feel into this sensation in the left hand, Morella, what do you notice? How would you describe it?
It's just a sense of tingling. That it's tingling kind of like from this part of the arm down, but a tingling as in on its way to numbness, as I said. So it's kind of like a heavy feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just for now, feeling that quality of sensation that is on its way to numbness, and the heavy sensation. Mm-hmm. And as you're feeling that, if at any point any images or thoughts or memories roll through, just speak them out, if you're willing. But in the meantime, just feeling these sensations.
It's kind of like a dull gray flat feeling.
And the dull gray flat, is that throughout from the arm down to the hand, or is it more localized?
Well, it's interesting, and I don't know if this is dissociation, but I feel it there, and then the image. You said for an image, and then the image is here, so it's not really there, it's here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so noticing the image, and can you describe the image?
It's just like a metallic something, presence that's there, and it's inert. It's
feeling this metallic quality, inert quality. Is it like a sheet? Is it thin? Is it thick?
Okay, but now I have two things happening.
Okay.
So one is the hand saying, actually, that's not how I feel. And then the mind is saying, well, that's the image that came up.
Okay.
So there's this dialogue going on because this one feels kind of like there's movement, whereas this image is like it's flat and heavy.
Okay.
So if I go back to the arm,
mm-hmm.
it's just a sense of like a tingling.
And is there tingling generally the same throughout?
Beginning from here and down to the fingers, yes.
Mm-hmm. So feeling the tingling. And if the tingling had a voice, would it be saying?
I'm tired. I don't really want to work.
Okay. So really hear that, but with all the senses, Morella. I'm tired. I don't really want to work. Feel that coming from this part of your body. What happens as you feel this voice in the arm express it's tired?
It shifts to an image in the house and a sense of dead weight, you know, like that perhaps I wish the kids would help more.
Okay, so feel that. Feel wishing the kids would help more.
You know, it shifted here to my stomach.
Okay. What's the sensation there?
It's a two-pronged sensation. One is a sense of frustration, and the other is a sense of, do I wait till they leave the house? They probably don't have that many more years to go, but it's just a sense of, I'm tired. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
It just feel like what energy I have, you know, you do something and then it's like never ending, and it's like sweeping the stables of Hercules, you know. You sweep and it's always there. There's always more to do, and there's just a sense of, you know.
So feel that sense of more. There's always more.
Okay, so now the shoulder's hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just feel that. What's the feeling in the right shoulder?
It's pinched and it's hurting and it's stabby. It hurts. And it's kind of like, again, a sense of oppressiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feel that. The feeling of the sensations, the stabbing and the pinching in the right shoulder. Is the belly still here, that feeling in the belly?
No, okay. It's all focused
okay.
Now.
Okay. And if this right shoulder could speak right now, what would it say?
It's funny because even though it's a joint, it sounds like there's disjointedness in the family, like things are not flowing. And it's a sense of like stuck, you know, like there's a sense, generalized sense of stuck at awkward angles.
Okay. So with this recognition of the disjointedness within the family and the shoulder speaking to you with the feeling of pinched, stabbed, oppressive, is there something this shoulder needs?
Yes. My wings need to be removed from their netting and just allowed. I want to be free.
Okay. So just feel that request for the wings to be freed. Feel that.
Yeah, but then there's this sense of overwhelming responsibility.
So they're both here. Can we let both here? Both the longing for freedom, the wings to be free, and oppression. Both here. Yeah, just feel that, Morella. Just feel that. Just let it be here to the degree you can. What are you feeling right now?
A sense of sadness.
Yeah. And where do you feel the sadness coming from?
It's like heat here, but it's here also.
Okay, so feeling the heat in the head, sensations in the chest, and just feeling it. nothing to do, just feel it. That's it, that's it. Just stay with it. What's happening now?
Okay, now two things have happened. Like, so one is I'm now observing myself, so I'm not in my up above, I'm not in my body anymore.
Okay.
So I'm in a sense of peace.
Mm-hmm.
An incredible clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't have anything to do with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with a sense of not really knowing what the next step is for me. And just not knowing. I feel this incredible something is about to be born, something is brewing, and I just don't know what it is. And I don't know what my role is.
And this not knowing, is there a feeling quality to it?
It's almost like being in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a feeling of ungroundedness.
Feeling that sense of limbo, ungrounded.
Then what the image that comes up is almost like, you know, when you have an embryo and it's floating in water, so it's like it's almost like no matter what's happening on the outside, it's kind of like inside, so it's and there's just a sense of, you know what? I can go into neutral. It's almost like I'm in neutral.
You're in neutral as in the body, or
I'm in neutral as in a car. You know, when you're in neutral, so you're not in first gear, you're not moving anywhere.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes I can go into reverse, but I'm not even. I'm just in limbo. I'm just suspended.
Okay. So just meet that. Meet that limbo-ness, suspension. Is there a feeling quality to it?
Yep. There was a kind of like a feeling just went all through my back, just radiating out.
So is it an all-over body feeling? Or is it just in this place in your back, this feeling?
Actually, it just went, it just expanded out and then just left.
And the feeling now?
It's passive. Everything's just passive.
Okay, so just feel that.
So all I could feel now is my bum, the right side now. I'm saying, you.
Don't forget about me. Okay, so just feeling that. I'm just watching the time, Marella.
Mm.
So we're going to take a moment to just integrate now. So, given this, all of these experiences of the tingling in the left arm down to the hand, and the sense of dull and gray, and a voice that speaks from there saying, I'm tired, I don't really want to work, and an image from the house, and a sense of dead weight, which brings up a feeling in the stomach of frustration. I'm tired. It's never ending. Like sweeping the stables of Hercules, you said.
Mm.
And as you met that, the sensations in the shoulder, right shoulder,